The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, manifold, awesome. Man, it's great to be alive considering the alternative, massively meaningful Monday as we let go of the things that so easily weigh us down or cast us aside in order to be refreshed by the King of the Universe. First up. As born-again, Bible-believing Christians, we have all received incredible and life-changing promises from God. The problem is that some of these promises seem far off. We discuss how to approach this. Next, there is boasting, bad boasting, awfully bad boasting, good boasting, and awfully good boasting. What is awfully good boasting? That's a good question. We'll get there. And finally, there is the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We cannot afford to get this one wrong, folks, so here it is. How do we determine what is the spirit of truth?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can reach out to us. People know this. You can call us, 972-445-0770. If you call that phone number, you will not get a mild shock. It's good to know, right? And Terrific T will answer the phone, and everything will seem great, and then she'll put you through to me, and then you can get your box of Kleenex and cry. After that, you can also text us, or along with that, you can text us at 214-210-8483, live during the show, 214-210-8483. You can also email us on my little, very inexpensive, less than $170, 9-year-ago Comcast little computer thingy here. We have the email up. If you want to email David at hemustincrease.org, you can do that too. We do it for praise reports. We do it for prayer requests. We do it for anything that's important in the kingdom of God, especially if you have a comment you want to make. We only ask that you keep it classy. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Plus, we are deeply engaged in trivia. Why? Because it's fun. Because it's good to do, because it's good to know your Bible. Here's our first trivia question. How many years did the children of Israel eat manna? How many years did the children of Israel eat manna? Now, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in, like I said, 214-210-8483, or you can email. That's a lot, right? They got a lot of choices. They can do whatever they want, right? You can also get a paper airplane, send the answer there. We will get that next week or next month. Here's the bottom line. Any topic is open for conversation. Why? Because it's not professional radio. I've proven that very carefully. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Going to start our week off. First, let me say hello to T. Howdy, T.
Hello, hello.
Hello. I want to say a big thank you to Jennifer. She was able to get me. I had some files that I lost, music files that I lost. She got everything down, put it in this little drive for me, and it all worked. And I was like, wow, that's amazing, because I thought it was going to take a lot more than that. That's what I thought. Anyways, she was able to get it all together for me, so what a blessing that turned out to be. All right, somebody's calling in on the trivia question. Pretty straightforward. We're not, you know, we're not bouncing up. We're not bouncing down. We're bouncing sideways, which is typically what we'll do. We have somebody that's going to answer the trivia question. Then we're going to get into our first teaching, which will have to do with promises. And also, I want to let people know, people are doing a great job letting us know some of the ideas for the show. We love that. And we've already gotten a couple of people responding and written them down. And we promise to really pray and seek the Lord and try to find out if these are some good things that we can add into the show as the show goes through its expansion. So I think that's pretty straightforward stuff. We're pretty good. All right, we ready? Okay, here we go. I'm leaning over. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, good afternoon, David. This is Al.
Hi, Al. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
I'm doing really well, and I appreciate you asking me that. All right, you ready?
Hey, well, I got a praise for you real quick.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Let's start with that.
All right. We just bought a brand-new car about 3 weeks ago. My wife was going to work today, and she got sideswiped by an 18-wheeler, and she wasn't hurt. Tore the car all up, but she wasn't hurt. So,
wow! So she was totally safe through that process, and you guys are thinking that new car had something to do with that safety element, huh?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, praise the Lord, she's okay, you know, brother. I mean, that's some serious stuff right there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it could have been a lot worse.
Wow.
But, anyway, I just thought it was kind of funny, too, that we just got a brand-new car, you know. So, anyway, the Lord says be thankful for everything. So, you know, just praising God that she wasn't hurt and that I guess we'll get another new car now.
Yeah, so. More importantly, she wasn't hurt. That's way the most important thing, and that's fantastic. We praise the Lord for his safety. I think he's saved us hundreds and hundreds of times where people don't even realize how much he's kind of stepped in.
Oh,
I just think that's just obvious.
Oh, definitely. I drive every day probably 75 to 100 miles a day, and I can't tell you how many close calls I've had and just have to think back like, wow, thank you, Lord, you know, for
keeping us safe. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord, brother. I'm so happy for you. I'm very, very blessed that your family is protected. Do you want to take a shot at the trivia?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Not a tough one, I don't think. How many years did the children of Israel eat manna?
I believe it was 40 years.
That is correct, sir. Your wife is safe. Your car can be replaced. And you got the trivia right. Boy, you're on a roll today.
That's right, yeah. I'm on a roll today. That's
all right.
Right.
Good job, my brother. And I will keep you and your family in prayer. What a great praise report.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right. God bless you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, praise the Lord that she is safe. I mean, that's way more important than anything else. So
yes.
I think he was looking at a little bit of irony there. Got a new car. Bam.
Sometimes we...
Yeah. But what a blessing that the Lord, you know... little comfort around there. That's pretty good stuff right there. So we thank you, Lord, for that and for keeping Al's wife safe in that situation in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to do our DNA later. I want to go right to the teaching because we're kind of way past it. So let's go. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 says this: these all died in faith without having received the promises, but they saw them from a distance, greeted them, and confessed that they were foreigners and temporary residents on the earth. One of the big struggles that Christians have going through the process of being Christian, of being Christ-like in an unchrist-like world, is that there are promises that come from God, and they're fantastic promises. And some of these promises are just—I mean, they're just so outrageous. There's coming a point where there's going to be a trumpet that's blown. You're going to literally exit your body, become a new being, and be with the Lord and forever be with the Lord. What a great promise that is from the Lord! Can happen at any time. Doesn't matter what anybody's eschatology is. God can do that anytime, at any point. And so we see these promises, we hear about these promises, the return of Jesus Christ. Remember when the apostles were all with Jesus in Acts chapter 1, and Jesus ascends, and then the angels are like, okay, why are you guys looking in the sky? Because Jesus is coming back the same way, so let's get to work here. And so the idea is the return is going to take place, this connection with the Lord is going to take place, these fantastic promises are going to take place. The difficulty that Christians have is sometimes they look farther and farther away as we are anticipating them coming right around the corner, and it just seems like the corner gets longer and longer and longer. And here's the reality check to that. You're not alone in that. That's a common Christian process. That's why Romans 11:13 says, these all died in the faith, having received promises, watch this, but they saw them from a distance. They greeted them. And they confessed, we're foreigners. We're temporary residents on the earth. This is a stepping stone. The big element here is that you see these promises. They're active. They're real. They're true. You greet them. How is it you greet somebody that comes to your house that you want to come to your house? Yeah, it's good to see you, right? I remember when I was with Noelle and I were in Carlsbad, and my son and daughter-in-law, who had been newly married, came in the pizza place that we were eating at. And I was overjoyed to see that. I was like, yay! And I bought their pizza. That's the last time I did that. But anyway, the idea is I bought their pizza and I was like, yay! I was so happy to see them. And so there should be this attitude where we see the promises of God and we greet them. Watch this. Watch this. And we confess them. It's like, well, what? What? No, we talk about it. We confess them. We say, yeah, I mean, the Lord's coming back. Yeah, the Lord's going to keep us safe. Yeah, the Lord's going to guide us in this process. We're asking for his direction. We see them, we greet them, and we confess them, even though they're at a distance. And we look at them with the understanding that it's not going to happen on our clock, but on the wristwatch of God. And as difficult as that is for people to hear, you and I, you might even have a very expensive, I don't know, maybe you have a Rolex or I don't even know what kind of expensive watches are. Mine are usually the Kmart stretchy.
The only expensive watch I think of is like an Apple Watch.
Yeah, is that an expensive watch? I mean, look at my watch.
Joey T, my
so
watch.
So expensive.
Yeah. I got two hairs past a freckle. Anyway, the idea for you to understand is that those watches that we have, they're not very good, but they don't tell accurate time according to God's standard time, GST. God's standard time. Those promises are coming. You see them, you greet them, you confess them, and you wait for them, and they'll be here. Got it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All righty. Okay, that was a good open. Actually, we're doing great. It's Monday. It's like, wow, it feels like it's, what, Thursday? I don't know how days feel the same or different. I guess it depends on whether you got like a sunburn or not.
Well, right? I mean, I will say, like, it doesn't really feel like a Monday.
It does not feel like a Monday. And it was very nice out. The weather, I thought, was very nice today. So I'm
it's not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Like the sunny 62. Come on, that's nice. Okay, let's not forget about this part. Our sponsor for our trivia question. Our sponsor for our trivia question is Coach and Texas Air King. Yay! And so we're going to play a clip from them as they are sponsoring this trivia question now.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
All right, and don't forget, now, one of the deals that Coach is offering people through the show is if you end up getting a system through him, it's about $80 a month for a brand new system. No credit, just an installment pay until you pay it off. No extra charges, no finance charges, no nothing. He will absolutely take care of you. You have to like that. That's good stuff. Here's the trivia question from Texas Air King. How many stories or levels were in the Ark? How many stories or levels? I think most people can figure out they didn't have an elevator system, okay? But how many stories or levels were in the Ark? If you think you know, you're welcome to reach out to us and let us know. In the meantime, don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. Good friends already responding, getting texts coming in, and they are correctamundo thus far. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to make a quick comment. We did offer up for people to give suggestions or ideas for the show, and we've had people contact us with ideas. So I've got like three different ideas. I'm just going to throw them out there to give you an idea of what people are thinking about. So our wonderful Mary, she called in, and she had an idea about people sharing, you know, different things that they were blessed in. Things they've learned throughout the week or the month or the year from the Lord. Like, let's say there's something that you came across while you were reading, or you went to church, or you went somewhere and it was like, wow, that's really cool. And then give them that opportunity to share that. And, of course, to keep that up on asking questions, any kind of questions about anything, if it's difficult stuff, we can get back to, but just being able to ask. And then also we've had the suggestion of more interviews. Get back to the interview point. Get more people spread throughout Christianity. Maybe talk to some other Jewish Christians and other ministry leaders. I've done a lot of interviews, hundreds and hundreds. And they're always fun. I mean, they're always fun to do. We just do them different. Because you just want to talk to the person. People are, we've got to do this professionally because we're doing interviews on the radio. Yeah, we're not doing that. As boring as that. That's boring. All right, so trivia question that I've already told you for this particular time for Texas Air King, and that question was how many stories or levels are on the Ark? Number two, if you want to reach out to the show and give us some ideas you might have for the radio station, we'd like you to do that. We've already covered the website. So I think we're doing pretty good, right? All right, not too shabby. I want to talk to you about boasting. Boasting, boasting, boasting. Jeremiah 9, 23 through 24. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Fantastic portion of scripture, although there's not really any portions of scripture that are not fantastic. But here's the bottom line. The Lord, through Jeremiah, is calling out. Listen to this. He's calling out people that boast. Now, he's not talking about people that, you know, if they're 18-0 in football, you know, we had an undefeated season. That's not what we're talking about here, folks. Okay, there's nothing wrong with enjoying and relishing in great accomplishments. But he's talking about boasting that goes deeper. So we have somebody calling in. We'll take that call from that person. Let them answer the trivia question. And then we'll go into defining or understanding what true boasting is. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I think I know.
Okay, you think you know. Okay. All right. What do you think the answer is on the Ark?
I think there were three stories.
That is correct! There are three stories. That is absolutely correct. It was really funny because last week Al brought up they could easily social distance. That's true. There's three separate stories on the Ark, and one would assume that maybe the bigger animals were lower, then it would go kind of medium and then up to the next level. But that is 100% correct, and I wanted to give you acknowledgement for reaching out to us and giving us ideas for the show. So I wanted to say thank you for that as well.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you. And I think, you know what, there was only one door, though.
That's correct.
I mean, one long, big door.
That is correct. One door, but three levels. Kind of like a hint on the Trinity, huh?
Yeah.
One door, three levels, right? That's a good one.
Well,
all right.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye for
all right.
Now.
God bless. Bye-bye. She's so wonderful. All right, so here we go. I want to go back to this boasting now. I'm sorry, for those of you that didn't think about that, three levels, one Ark, one entryway. Okay, see, like the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, entry through the door. That's Jesus. Okay, just helping. All right, so good boasting and bad boasting. Bad boasting is when we're bragging and boasting about being wise. I am so smart, it's incredible. Okay, that's like the guy that's like Dr. Fahrenheit. They call him Dr. Fahrenheit because he has so many degrees. Get it? Degrees. See? Okay, got to follow that. All right, so then you got the people that have wisdom of their own wisdom. Human wisdom always leads to disaster in its ultimate conclusion because man thinks that man saves himself. It's not that science is evil. It's that when science is worshipped, it's evil. Get it? Get that difference? Then the mighty man is the man who can plow through anybody, he can overcome anybody, and it's mighty men, mighty women, it doesn't matter, whoever's, I'm the strongest, I'm the biggest, I'm the baddest, I know. This is not a person who's mentally strong, but they're physically strong, right? And they're boasting, I'm awesome, I'm fantastic, right? And then you have the man that's the rich man. And the rich man has as much fleshly right to boast as the wise man and the mighty man. It's just that his boasting has to do with the bank account. He's like going, my zeros are bigger than your zeros, and then I got a number in front of it. You know what I'm saying? And it's this attitude of, I'm superior. And then the attitude of the mighty person, I'm superior in my strength. And the attitude of the wise person, I'm superior in my wisdom. And the Lord speaks through Jeremiah and says, look at all this boasting is dumb. Well, Christians can't say the word dumb. D-U-M-B, dumb. Here's the bottom line. The only boasting that the Lord thinks is good, that he thinks is like, that's good, is those that know him and understand that it is he who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. Not man. Man's attempt at trying to establish his own righteousness is simply man's attempt to circumvent Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. It's like, you can't do that. That ain't going to work. It's never going to happen. You're never going to be politically correct enough to make it all work. It's not going to happen that way. And the bottom line that the Lord says is that if you're going to boast, boast about this, that you know me. Now, it's not that you know me better than other people who know me, because that's not what it says, but that you know who God is. Not that you know of God, but that you know God. Okay? You see that difference? The demons know of God, but they don't know God. Satan knows of God, but he doesn't know God. And for us to know and to engage in that understanding and to be connected, that is the greatest gain of all. It's very simple why, I mean, just to breaking it down, it's because people who know God are tapping into the King of the universe. You're connecting to him that is at the center of all of the universe. And that's why you have these understandings like we talked about Colossians 2 the other day, where it talks about in Jesus is the fullness of wisdom and knowledge, the treasure of understanding, because it's in God that the truest understanding takes place. We're not talking about 2 plus 2 is 4. We're talking about what happens when you die. See the difference? Enormous, right? If you want to boast, boast in this, that you know the Lord. And don't ever think, if you're truly a Christian, you know, you've got so much to grow in him, it's an endless pursuit that you will enjoy for all of eternity. But to know him, brag about that. Not to know of him, but to know him. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip. In fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone, the question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible Trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget about September and Glenn and their website, livinginhisgrip.com. That's some of their music right there. Let's get ready to get to the next trivia question. Kind of fun. Good Monday. Flying along. Things are nice. Weather's nice, right? The Lord can come back between now and my next sentence. That'd be fantastic. Okay? There we go. Here is the next question. What is the name of the queen who was pushed out a window and then devoured up by dogs? What is the name of a queen? The queen. Not a queen. The queen. Who was pushed out of a window and then devoured up by dogs. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out and tell us. In the meantime, don't forget our website, which is where you can give. Hint, 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 hint. Ouch, 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 ouch. Go ahead. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, so don't forget to go to He Must Increase. Now, I did make some changes on the website, by the way. There's a new header. I put a different thing up there. Plus, I added what I think is really an important thing under the political element. I talked about God's justice and social justice and the differential. Because God is very committed to social justice. That's not the issue. And that has never been an issue, never, never better be there. It's how that justice is implemented. There, now we've stepped into a mature realm and said, well, how does God want us to go about that? Aha! See that difference? Okay. Because then typically what man does is says, I will now speak for God without, see, this is the problem. This is the problem with everything. I will now speak for God. He didn't tell me, I'm just telling you. It's like, wait. Okay, you get that? All right. And then there's other things on the site, and I did a couple of this and added a couple of this. No new jokes, though, but there's other stuff on the site. Wait, that's not true. There is one joke I added on the site, come to think of it. What is our question? Our question is, what is the name of the queen who was pushed out of a window? I mean, that is pushed out of a window. Who pushes a queen out of the window? And then devoured by dogs. We got people texting in, doing a fantastic job there. Got somebody calling in, and then we're going to get into that. All right, here we go. Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
They're talking to Mary.
you were just so great. All right, okay.
I had to call because I want to say something that was
that I thought was real interesting. Now the queen was Jezebel.
Correct. That is correct. It was Jezebel.
But what I wanted to say is they had makeup for women back then, because you know she made her eyes all up, and this was right before they threw her out of the window, you know, and she was she had long eyelashes. So yeah. She was showing off her eyelashes, you know, and she was trying she just dolled herself all up, you know, her face and everything, because she thought her beauty might keep her from being thrown out of the window, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. It didn't work. One of the few times where you can actually say that makeover just did her in. Down she went. There you go.
Yeah, all right. That makeover
did her in. All right, good job. Good job, you know,
she must have been. I think she must have been a very attractive woman, though.
Yeah. Yeah, she had to be something.
She's a very wicked woman.
That's so correct.
We don't want to give her too much credit here for anything, because she was a very wicked woman.
That's true. Excellent job. Thank you, ma'am. You've done a fantastic job, and I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you, and all right. Lord bless you. And
you too.
And beautiful day today the Lord's given us. So, okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
All right, bye, Mary. All right, let's get into it. We're going to do our history on the next. Is that how we do in the next? Okay. I want to tell you about Spirit of Truth and Error, and this is a bigger deal than you think, and I think it's something we need to get right as Bible-believing, born-again Christians. I want you to catch this, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Dear friends, okay, this is how John talks in this. In spite of what some very well-known theological and great teachers say about the first letter, the Epistle to John, where he said, well, he's writing to people that aren't believers, or he's writing to people that are agnostics. It's like, wrong. Here you have 1 John 4:1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is an amazing portion. It says test. And the question then becomes, well, how do you know what's from what spirit? How do you test? I mean, what do you mean, John, when you're saying, I mean, this is the most seasoned apostle, 60 years an apostle at this point. Like, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine whether they're God. And then he tells you how. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So how do you test it? Well, the false spirits use people as their spokespersons, and they should be being called false prophets. And what John says is that you got to test the things that are going on that come from false spirits. Well, what do false spirits use? False prophets. So what do you got to test? What they say. You can test what they do if you spend any time with them, but you got to test what's being said. And we, as the people of God, have this amazing standard that is immovable. And I like to say it that way because it's true. What is that standard we have? What is that plumb line we have? What is it that we have that we can line everything up against about what people say? Well, it's the Bible. That's the book for me. I stand by faith on the word of God. It's the Bible. Let's go back to the theology. God created the universe. The dude can write a book. I mean, come on. And 2 Timothy 3:16 says every scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So if the scripture is useful, it's inspired by God, and it's useful for teaching, it's useful for reproofing, it's useful for correcting, it's useful for training, then don't you think it would be useful for us to determine what a false prophet is saying something false? It's like, yeah, that sounds about right, because here's the standard of truth and then whatever people say. And that's why the Bereans were acknowledged as being a little bit more insightful, because they looked things up when Paul would say something to see whether that was so or not. It's like, that's what you do.
You think, what's the way you evaluate what they say? Of course. Of course you evaluate what they say. You evaluate what they do, but that's only if you have time to engage with them. But what about what's being spoken? Well, false prophets don't buy their own billboards or their own 30 or 60-second commercials, or they don't buy their own news events. They use people. It's not a rocket science. It's like, yeah, no, if they're going to speak to humanity, they have to use a puppet. That's how it goes. Remember the vaudeville act, and the guy's got the puppet, and it's a wooden puppet, and then the lips are moving, and he's got the little wood puppet going up and down, and he's like, he's putting the words in the mouth. There you go. That's what it is. And you think, well, I mean, is this a big deal? Of course it's a big deal. 1 John chapter 4, the next verse says, this is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit who confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. You've heard that he's coming, and he's already in the world now. If he was already in the world then when John wrote this in 94 AD or 93 AD, he's in the world now in 2020, right? And until the Lord comes back. And you watch what people say. Do they freely confess Christ? Or are they unable or unwilling to confess Christ? If they're unwilling to confess Jesus, you should be going ding, 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 ding. Well, that's not good. And are they, look, you know, I'm trying to follow the Lord Jesus Christ the best I can. I made a lot of mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes. Okay, I can buy into that. But if somebody goes, well, I'm not going to say that Jesus is Lord, why not? That would be my first question. If a person does not acknowledge Jesus is Lord, then they're a false prophet working with a false spirit. You think, well, there's a lot of people, Dave, that are on in the movies and on the internet and on the radio and on television, and they will never confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Bingo. There you go. There you go. We try to say that they're false prophets. Yes. I'm not saying it. I didn't write this stuff. I'm only the guy reading it on a radio. I'm reading the scripture on a radio show. What do you want to know? It's this simple. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Okay. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Well, what about all the other major religions? I'll do it again. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. There you go. Watch your interpretation. See Jane Run. Well, that's your interpretation. Okay. See Jane Run. See how that? See, get that? And the scripture says, this is the spirit of Antichrist. You've heard it's coming? He's already here. Using people as puppets to speak falsely. How do you know what's right? God gave you the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Right? That's for your character, and that's for your ownership from the Lord. The Holy Spirit being upon you, that's for service and for ministry. And he gave you the Word of God inspired by him so you can have a standard to evaluate by. There you go. There you go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind destroying.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, plus a dog named Levi. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and is involved in a PhD program. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local, and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let me ask T this question real quickly. Now, she might not have an answer. I do have an answer. Do you like Captain Crunch? Do you like, nah, this way? Any particular kind? You
oh,
like?
I love Captain Crunch. I love peanut butter, the one with the berries, just anything Captain Crunch.
Okay. I am a peanut butter Captain Crunch. I love peanut butter Captain Crunch. When Noelle goes, okay, it's cereal, like we do cereal splurge, okay, I don't even have to tell her, not for years now, what cereal to get. She just knows exactly. Just get Captain Crunch peanut butter. And then I put it in there, right, do the milk, and then I put more in, and then at the very end I slurp that milk like it's the sweet, you know, the sweet, wonderful liquid that it is. Just tell him. I'm just being honest.
I definitely agree with you.
Okay. See, this is why I like you. Okay? All right.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
Exactly right. Exactly. Odds are really good. People can, you know, hey, look, get Dave a sucker. He'll love that. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm easy. All right. Bottom line, let's do a couple things. I got a couple things going on. Here is a very straightforward question. So we've heard from Mary twice. Mary's kicking it. She's doing a good job. We have people texting in on a regular basis. So here's the next question. I want to hear from some of you that I haven't heard from for a while because I like hearing from different people. It's fun. It's fun. We all have our little kind of get together. Here's a simple question. Simple trivia question. How old was Moses when he was done? How old was Mo? How old was Mo when it was over? Okay? How old was Mo? Okay? All right. Some people are going to get confused because they're going to be like, I thought he was... Okay. So how old was Mo? There it is. Going to leave it there. For those texters, you want to text in 214-210-8483. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, don't forget. Now, that's important because the giving was down for November. We talked about that before. I don't want to make a big deal of it, but we don't want to go into the new year going, ow, ow. Okay, so if you can help out, help out. If you can't, then be praying for us. That's all we're asking. No guilt, no nothing. But if you're going to do it, go through hemustincrease.org. It's the best way to do it. Please do not forget to keep us in prayer. Let's go into history now. Let's go live in the past.
All right, before we get to our last teaching, by the way, today is National Cotton Candy Day. Okay, so you can't, how can you not like National Cotton? Do you like cotton candy? I like cotton candy.
I like cotton candy. It's like a hit, hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah, if it gets sticky, then it's not. It's therein lies all the problems. And you don't have something to wipe it up with, then it becomes like a negative real fast, okay? It is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. This is the anniversary of what took place on Pearl Harbor. Very, very important, by the way, that we remember that. I actually had somebody on my show in San Diego who was one of the last survivors, and he just passed away like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And he told the story about how the ship went down and how him and his buddies were walking on the gun turrets to get up out of the water. It was like such a super fascinating story. So anyway, just a lot of respect there. And then I will tell you this last thing, and most people won't believe, but it's absolutely true. And that is, on this day in 1974 was David Spoon's bar mitzvah. I had my bar mitzvah 46 years ago today. And the funny thing about my bar mitzvah is, for those that don't know, when you're Jewish and you go to private Hebrew school, all the stories revolve around kids that faint at their bar mitzvah because you're speaking in front of a much bigger crowd than you've ever spoken to before. Usually it's like 200 or 300 people. At my bar mitzvah, they had a British rabbi come and visit. So it was a lot more than 200 or 300 people. Which should have been an indicator to me somehow, some way. But I did not faint, and I only made two mistakes. If you make five or less mistakes, it's phenomenal. If you make zero mistakes, something's wrong because, I mean, come on. You're reading. And my portion was Joseph interpreting the dreams for the baker and for the wine bearer. So that was my – but I was reading it in Hebrew. Just telling everybody what's going on. Last thing on the historical front of life for those that want to know. I thought this was fascinating. 1972 on this day was the first full-color photo of the Earth. And you know how people call it the blue marble, right? The blue marble is what they're talking about. It was taken by Apollo 17 and is one of the most reproduced images in human history. Is the picture of the Earth that you'll show you when it's blue, like a blue marble. And that was in 1972 on this day. Isn't that fascinating? That's a good one, right?
That is. That's really
You can win a trivia question with it. You can win a trivia contest with that one. That's a good one. All right, let's get into the teaching. I'm having too much fun. So do we cover everything? We covered everything. Don't forget the trivia question. Text it. And if not, I'll just give you the answer at the end. How old was Mo when Mo said, see ya? Okay. Now, technically, even though he died, now, unlike Elijah, who was carried up in the whirlwind, disappeared, and unlike Enoch, Moses died. There were bones. They had contentions there. And yet, there he was on the mountain, on the Mount of Transfiguration. Never forget that. Job chapter 37, verse 5. God thunders with his voice wondrously. Wondrously, wondrously. That's this translation. God thunders with his voice wondrously, doing great things which we cannot comprehend. Great things which we cannot comprehend. There are so many things in our lives that God does that we do not understand. Now, the New Living Translation translates one verse as in God works in mysterious ways. But this is really the verse from which this that would come from. God does great things which we cannot comprehend. There's a lot of stuff that the Lord does. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belongeth unto the Lord. In other words, there are some things that God does. Yeah, he's not telling you. And I love what some of the authors have said. God knows, but he's not telling. It's like that's such a great theological statement. It's not that God doesn't know. He knows. He's just not telling. And so the idea behind this is to grasp that God is at work in ways that you and I do not understand. We do not grasp them in our humanness. You must remember that as of now, until you're on the other side of glory, you're a finite creature trying to comprehend an infinite God. That's like taking 60 trillion, bazillion, gazillion, bazillion, zillion, gazillion burritos and putting it inside of an ant. It ain't going to work. It's not happening. It's just not happening.
And a good example in this Job 37:5 element, fantastic example, by the way, is right there about eight verses later. Job says, whether for correction or for his world or for loving kindness, he causes it to happen. In other words, whether God's doing a big corrective work in your life or whether he's doing something for the sake of the world, which to me, I feel like God has crazy glue in heaven and then puts a drop on the planet so that the planet doesn't blow itself up every, you know, other hour or day. And then also, whether it's for correction or for his world or for his loving kindness sake, he causes it to happen, the scripture says. Now, that doesn't say he tells you why he's doing it. It simply says God causes it to happen. And that tells you the difference between that. Remember, we were talking about being a boastful person. I know this and I know this. True, genuine, biblical, Bible-believing, born-again Christians know this for sure. We don't know. It's because it's God. He knows. And he tells you what you need to know and doesn't tell you what you don't need to know. I've often thought that if the Lord showed us the plans for our lives a few years in advance, we would do an excellent job of trying to mess it up by accident. I just think we'd be like, oh, let me help you along, Lord. It's like that's what we do. But whether it's for correction's sake in our own lives or for his world, it's his creation, by the way, or for the sake of loving kindness, he causes it to happen. Not us. He does. And that's what's awesome. He does great things which we cannot comprehend, Job 37:5. And then just look at Job 37:13 and go, oh, look at that connection right there. He shows you what it is. Makes corrections in our lives, does something for the world, shows his loving kindness in ways we can't fully grasp at the moment, but then he reveals. He's the one that causes it to happen. All right. The trivia question. So I don't want to forget what the trivia question is. If you remember what the trivia question is, I asked many of you, and we're going to give the answer. So how old was Mo when Mo said, I'm out of the show? I'm rhyming. Moses was 120 years old when his time was done. And now my time is done. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false, but it feels the same.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.